Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and anywhere you get your favorite podcast, you can just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we're there. We post some of our highlights on our social media. Well, Jake does. I put it on my social media. Jake puts it on the station's social media. Oh, where would I be without Jake? Nowhere, Jake. I would be nowhere. 12 years, 83 degrees. I'm just listening. I was just listening up on some stories here. I'm going to do a replay, not a replay, but I'm going to go over what happened during the press conference in York County just before we tie up the show at about 5:47. I'll wrap up so people just joining us this last hour, the 5 o'clock hour, is up to date on up to date on what happened down there. Some other things that are going on, though, in the news here locally. Some Turning Point USA chapters are planned at some of our local colleges and campuses. The University of Scranton, there are some individuals that are looking to start a chapter there. Misericordia University, there are some individuals in the Republican Club there looking to start their own chapter of Turning Point USA. Just today, the board of Turning Point USA elected Erica Kirk to be the chairperson of the Turning Point USA board. They said in a statement, and I published that statement from them on my Facebook page, that it was Charlie wishes that his wife take on the movement if anything were to happen with him, and they recognized that and obliged that today by unanimously voting her as the chairperson for Turning Point USA moving forward. But locally here in our college campuses, and I posted the story of some young leaders in the Republican movement in both the University of Scranton and Misericordia University who are looking to start these chapters. Now, a couple of years ago, there was an attempt to start a Turning Point USA chapter at the University of Scranton, and the university turned them down. They are going to try this again, and other colleges in our area are going to try this again. There was a great story in our local newspapers interviewing these young leaders. I have reached out to these young leaders, and I said when they finally start to move forward with this that I would welcome them on the show to give them a platform to talk about what they're doing. They are extremely brave to step out, especially this point in time, to start this. But it's good. And I opened it up to anyone, anyone in either high school or college looking to start a Turning Point USA chapter in your university. If you start that movement, if you start that to get that off the ground, reach out to me because we do hear what you want to say. We do know we want to hear and let you speak to your fellow students and the people out there of why you're looking to do this. What have you experienced in school that makes you want to have your voice heard now? And what has happened over and transpired over the past week motivate you to do such? And the last I saw, it was up to 60,000 new requests for chapters across the nation. So this is definitely a movement moving forward. I also did see that the Turning Point USA and producer for the Charlie Kirk Show has reached out to the producers of South Park and asked them to please continue to play the episodes that mock Charlie Kirk, that Charlie Kirk himself loved being depicted by South Park. He was a big fan of South Park, and he loved the fact that they were depicting him and making fun of him in South Park. So the Charlie Kirk Show producer, Andrew Colvett, has told Comedy Central to continue airing the South Park episode that mocks Kirk. As someone who can speak with some authority on this, Charlie loved that he was featured in South Park. He told me many times he would want the episodes back up. So Charlie Kirk's show producer, Charlie, says Charlie loved being in South Park and was a big fan of it. And they asked, please continue to play those episodes. Don't shy away from that. So, there's that as well. And again, I've already touched base with some of the leaders in our local universities and told them when they're ready to have their voice heard that we will give them a platform here, starting these chapters locally. Because we've seen the pushback from other chapters around the nation. We've seen not only from fellow students who attack them, both verbally, but we've seen, just this week, there was a student pouring tomato juice on a table of Turning Point at some university, telling them to get the F off the campus and stop their hate and stop this, even after this. So it's a brave move that they came forward. They put their names out there. What school they go to. They were interviewed by the press, and I applaud their bravery. I applaud their efforts to do this. And I will give them their voice here to speak about the things that drove them to this and what kind of success they're having doing it. And if they get pushback from universities like the University of Scranton, who is reported to have stopped a chapter to try to be developed a few years ago, then we'll help with that too. And we'll see what we can do there. But that's what's going on in our area, and I applaud that tremendously. Some other things that are going on in our area is this, they're calling it verbal crossfire. The Lackawanna County Commissioners meeting, Commissioner Gaughan and Chermak sparred over a multitude of things. Not only the lawsuits back and forth about how do we get a third and full body of county commissioners, that vacancy spot. They went into the reassessment issue, and it was interesting because Commissioner Gaughan seemed to think that Lackawanna County has overwhelmingly accepted the reassessment because only a small percentage has appealed their reassessments. Well, here's the thing there. First of all, I didn't appeal my reassessment because I don't have any numbers except for what you're telling me my house may sell for. I don't have the formula what my taxes are going to be. You did not give us the proper full information that other counties are getting to do this. So when I look at what they said my house would sell for, and I go to something like Zillow, and it says that I'm within $100, a few hundred dollars, $200 or $300 is what Zillow says my house is worth, and that's what the reassessment said my house was worth. So I said, okay, I really don't know the formula yet. Obviously, in 22 years, my house has increased in value, but I don't have what my taxes are going to be. I don't have that formula. I don't even have a guesstimate of what that may be. But here's the difference when you talk about that over 90%, 93% or 96%, whatever the number he gave today, during the meeting, approved of this reassessment. Well, no, I don't approve of it by a long shot. I think it was done poorly, and I don't think it's accurate because, again, how do you justify my house being within a few hundred dollars of what Zillow says my house is worth, but someone like Bill Gaughan, his house being assessed at $40,000 less than what Zillow says his house is worth? Yeah, that's kind of interesting, don't you think? My house is right on the money, within $200 or $300, but Bill Gaughan's house is reassessed under this new reassessment, $40,000 less than what Zillow says it is. And that goes for everyone else in leadership or management positions in Lackawanna County government, where their house seemed to be anywhere between $30,000 and up to $100,000 less than what Zillow or the market says the house could sell for. So, yeah, I do find that unusual. I do find that odd that when I asked, you know, were people reassessed at higher than the market saying their house, go to Zillow, go to Remax, go to any of these places you may use to see, hey, this is what your house can go for. And I understand that's a ballpark figure. I know it's subjective, but I find it interesting that my house is within $200 or $300 of what Zillow says my house is, but Commissioner Bill Gaughan's house is $40,000 less reassessed than Zillow says his house would sell for. And then when you go to other people in leadership positions and management positions in Lackawanna County, it's the same pattern. The six or seven that I checked all were reassessed at a lower value by, again, $30,000 to $100,000 than Zillow says their house is worth. So it could be a coincidence. I don't think there's anything nefarious there, but I think it's questions that need to be answered. I think it's unusual that that's the case because other people are telling me that their house was reassessed at tens of thousands of dollars over what Zillow says their house is worth. There's the disparity. That's questions that need answer. So we'll see as we move forward. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So Pennsylvania medical providers and the government, Pennsylvania government, is looking at a drug called psilocybin. It's under consideration as the next depression treatment possibly in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania authorities are looking at this. Now, what psilocybin is, it's a derivative of magic mushrooms. It's a psychedelic. And before you say, oh my God, all we need is another drug here, this has been used very successfully in Mexico and in controlled environments in other states in America. A lot of our special forces with severe PTSD have found this treatment very successful. Now, for the general use of depression, I think there should be a lot more research done on it and it should be looked at. But things I've heard and people that I know who've been through cycles of this treatment for, again, severe PTSD, and these are special forces, Navy SEALs, that have severe trauma when it comes to things they've seen and done. It's been very successful. A matter of fact, it's been the most successful treatment in several people that I've talked to that they've ever had, based on any other therapy or medication that they've taken. So I'm all for this. I know that a couple of months ago, Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, Navy SEAL, part of, you know, based on the movie Lone Survivor, he testified in Congress for this because he has gone through this treatment. And he explained how much of a difference this treatment has made in his life and explained exactly why, that, you know, he tried the therapies, he tried the other medications, he tried the bottle, meaning liquor, alcohol, and everything else, that this turned his life around. So when I see that this psilocybin is under consideration as a next depression treatment here in Pennsylvania, and again, it's just in the beginning stages of that, so we don't really know where it'll end. But I fully applaud this being looked at to for future therapies for people who have tried other therapies and without success. So It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Nah, 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 nah. It's 5:36 here at WILK on this Thursday, September 18th, 2025. It's always the ones that hate me the most that try to get me the best. Huh? I gotcha. So, President Trump has, in a social media post, he hasn't signed anything yet because he's not in the country right now. He's actually on his way back from England, has designated Antifa a major terrorist organization. I was speaking to some legal expert friends that I have. Yes, I do have legal expert friends. And there's some problems with this. And listen, I applaud designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. A major terrorist organization. I think that's one of our president's grandstanding terms that he uses. But he's right. They should be highlighted. The problem is there is no federal charge for domestic terrorist organizations. There's enhancements that you can add on other charges, state charges and federal charges. There's enhancements that you can use if terrorism is the nexus of it. And they're designated that you can probably more easily apply those enhancements, those add-on charges. But unfortunately, there's simply no domestic federal charge for terrorism. So it's hard, and it really doesn't change much as far as the legal aspect of what can and can't be done as far as if someone's arrested acting or operating under the umbrella of Antifa. I think much better avenues to go would be to institute the RICO statute as far as anyone working under the Antifa umbrella, their network. I think it could be easily shown and easily prosecuted in that case. And again, there is enhancements that you could put on of
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That could hire the weight of any charges brought against them. But it's more of a symbolic meaning as far as they are a domestic terrorist organization. It's not like narco-terrorist organizations to where we can blow your boat out of the water as much as we'd probably like it to be. But there is due process here in America. And Antifa, as animalistic as they are and moving forward, there's things we can charge them with and things we can't charge them with. So calling them a major domestic terrorist organization is all well and good, and I think it makes calling them out better. But as far as charging them with anything in addition, RICO violations or other charges that could be enhance assaults and millions of dollars in damages and everything else that they do in rioting and things like that, that would be the better avenue for that. So in all essence, I know we hear it and you say, yes, it's a great thing. And I think it's a great thing that they're designated a terrorist organization. But as far as legally, it really doesn't change anything because there are already enhancements that we could use to charge them greater under federal statute, like the RICO Act and things like that. So there we are as far as that goes. But it was interesting to see the post on Truth Social of a major terrorist organization. But again, speaking to legal friends of mine, it really has no more legal bearing than now because there is no domestic terrorist charge as far as a blanket charge that they could be put on now that they're labeled a terrorist organization is what I'm saying. It's 5:40 here at WILK. Time for any weather. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly clear with mild temperatures, low 58. Friday, great start to the weekend, lots of sunshine, high 77. Friday night, great night for high school football, low 50. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 74. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, high 72. It is currently 79 degrees here at 5:41 at your official weather station. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Denny's in Pittston. Get a $25 voucher for only $12.50. Great atmosphere and casual dining. Open now 24 hours Wednesday through Saturday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in front of the Walmart Supercenter in Pittston. Visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some text message to the station. Why ain't you talking about Jimmy Kimmel? Because I really don't care about Jimmy Kimmel, not even a little bit. You want to discuss Jimmy Kimmel? I got two words for you. Gina Carano. ABC and Disney did the same exact thing to Herb, and you all celebrated it on the left when it was done. Now you're like, oh, First Amendment. No, it wasn't First Amendment. It was a business decision. Affiliates wanted it cut because it was going to ruin their business deal of one of your bigger buying off Tegna. So that's all I have to say about that. Let's get into some things that are more important. Unlike talking about Jimmy Kimmel six times and only mentioning police officers in York County once or twice. There was a press conference at the start of the show today, right at the 3 o'clock hour, about 3:10 it started. It lasted almost an hour, where York District Attorney Tim Barker gave the initial finding of the facts of what happened here today, yesterday, that pretty much started to work its way through while we were on the air. Three Northern York County regional police officers were shot and killed. Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer. Two additional detectives were also present. One was critically injured and is in stable condition, and a deputy sheriff from the York County Sheriff's Office was critically injured and is now in stable condition. The day before, the night before, on the 16th at 11:23 at night, police officers get a call that there is a suspicious person at a house, a farmhouse. They arrive there, and they're told by the mother of this young girl that there was an individual outside dressed in camo with binoculars looking in their house near one of their vehicles. They believed it to be the ex-boyfriend of the daughter. While the police were there and started searching, they did see the suspect's vehicle, a 2004 Black Ranger pickup, on a side street away from the house, on one of the public roads off the road, on the shoulder. No one around it. While this was going on, and there are several officers there, they get trail cam pictures of an individual wearing camouflage, what appeared to be an AR-style rifle slinged across the front of their chest, and either a spotting scope or some sort of binoculars. And it was confirmed at this time that that was the ex-boyfriend of the girlfriend. Now, they said that a month ago, on the 20th of July, their daughter's vehicle caught fire in the driveway, believed to be arson. They suspected it was the ex-boyfriend, but had no proof, so the complaint was not pursued. And now this individual's at the house. They have him on picture, on photo. Local police, the Northern York County Regional Police, and again, this is on the night of the 16th at 12 o'clock at night, start to search the area for this individual. They call the sheriff's deputy, who's a drone operator, to get a drone up to see if they see any heat signatures. And again, I'm assuming because it was midnight that the drone, and I'm almost sure that it probably had infrared capabilities. They did a search for a few hours from what the district attorney said, and to no avail. They took all the information. They told the family that they were going to meet with the magistrate and get an arrest warrant the next day. In the meantime, the mother and the daughter did not feel safe in the house, and they decided to go elsewhere. Well, the next morning, the detectives go to the magistrate and get an arrest warrant for this individual for two misdemeanor charges and a summary charge. What people would mostly say, you know, just not really serious crimes. Stalking, trespassing, and there was another charge. I put the affidavit on my social media. They went to his house later that day, yesterday, and there was no one there. They went back to the house where the ex-girlfriend and the mother lived, and they were not there. They did another search of the area. As they approached the door, they were going to search the residence because this individual still hasn't been found. And this was at 2:02. They got to the property and started search. 2:08, they approached the door, and as they opened the door, the suspect inside the residence immediately opened fire on them. The officers began to retreat, an exchange of gunfire back and forth. Immediately, Detective Cody Baker, Sergeant Mark Baker, Detective, and Isaiah Immunizer was immediately shot and killed. Another detective was shot and severely wounded, but was able to back off. And the deputy sheriff, who was out by the roadway, was immediately fired upon as well in his car. That deputy sheriff was struck. His vehicle was struck. And again, the shooting started at 2:08. The sheriff with his service pistol, 9mm, continued to return fire. And the other Northern York Regional Police detective started opening fire with his long gun, his rifle. The suspect advanced on them firing, continued to fire his weapon, exchanging gunfire back and forth with these two officers, the deputy sheriff and the officer. And they were able to kill the suspect. The entire time this took from when they approached the door till when the suspect was deceased was 2 minutes. At 2:10, the shooting ended. 2:14, another officer arrived. The York County officer immediately advanced towards the three officers that were down, saw that they were unresponsive and deceased. When the second officer arrived on the scene, the arriving officer, he approached the sheriff, who in turn said, "Handcuff the suspect. You know, he's still down, but we don't know his circumstance." The press conference from the York County DA, Tim Barker. If you have a chance to watch it on one of our channel platforms, I highly recommend it. Again, it was about 45 minutes, 50-minute press conference. He was friends with these officers. They were personal friends. He said this was a hateful scourge of domestic violence. That was the cause here, his initial assessment. He explained that these officers risked their lives and saved these individuals. If this ex-girlfriend and mother were home, they would have been killed. Later, upon searching the house, responding officers after the shooting found that the family dog was shot and killed in the basement of the house by this suspect. He was no doubt laying in wait for this ex-girlfriend and mother to come home so he can shoot them and kill them. But the police responded and he decided to shoot and kill them. Not only shoot and kill them, after killing three officers at the front of the house, advanced on the two other officers, critically wounding one of them as well. The district attorney, York County District Attorney Tim Barker, said that these officers did their job and lost their lives in the process. They no doubt saved this family. The district attorney, the attorney general for Pennsylvania, Dave Sunday, who was the former district attorney for York County, was there as well and was friends with all these people. He was Tim Barker, the DA, current DA's boss. He was personal friends with these officers. He said as they transported the bodies in the motorcade, they were met by flags and fire trucks with their ladders out, draping flags, community members by the dozen standing out with flags and signs, back the blue, in the rain. And Dave Sunday said something very poignant. He said, the rain was falling like God was mourning with us, crying, as the community stood by and honored their heroes. And these three individuals, these three heroes, thankfully the two that are in critical condition are now in stable condition. The deputy sheriff, York County deputy sheriff, and the Northern York County regional police officer were in critical, now stable, critical but stable. But we lost three heroes in York County. It was the most deadly incident in Pennsylvania for law enforcement since 2009, when three officers were killed in another domestic incident out near Pittsburgh. And again, Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer. I did get the numbers. The York County Regional, Northern York County Regional Police Department has 68 sworn members. One chief, three lieutenants, six sergeants, eight corporals, five detectives, and five civilians. It's a department of only 68. Three of their members are no longer with us, making the ultimate sacrifice to serve the public. So if you think of anything, say a prayer for these officers' families tonight. It's 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on WILK News Radio. And again, it's going to be a beautiful night tonight. It's going to be a beautiful couple of days. It's been a rough week, 7 or 8 days, and no lighter for today. And again, keep in mind, Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer of the Northern York County Police Department. We also have another officer from the Northern York County Police Department that is in critical but stable condition, and Deputy Sheriff of the York County Sheriff's Department, who was also in critical but stable condition. So say a prayer for them and their families and the 68 members of the York County Police Department who are all hurting and will be for a very long time. So God bless. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.